I know it's a stereotypical thing to say, but nothing feels like Christmas until we've heard the sound of the Salvation Army band. And on Saturday, the Bristol Eastern branch of the Salvation Army will be holding their annual concert at Bristol Cathedral. This year's event is hosted by BBC Points West's David Garmston, whose late father was a lifelong supporter of the Salvation Army. And Anthony Smith has organised the event. He's with me now. Good morning, Anthony. Thank you for being there.
Morning, Jonathan.
And thank you very much for being there, David Garmston.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thank you very much. Anthony, first of all, what's the name of the event that you're holding?
So it's Christmas with the Salvation Army, and it's an event that's gone on for, well, it's now in its 41st year. Mm-hmm. And this year we're relaunching in the atmospheric surroundings of Bristol Cathedral, so really excited about that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've got to watch the acoustic in there, because it does seem to reverberate around. Do you have to play the building as such with your instruments?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, we can certainly build things which are more suited to that kind of environment. And towards the back, you know, obviously there's a lot of reverb, but it's a beautiful place to play in, so really looking forward to it.
And when you say you're launching it, what happens there then?
So it's our annual event of Christmas carols, music, Christmas music, and of course the Nativity as well. And the whole event is put on to raise money for our social work in the city. It's been a really good event. As I say, it's relaunching this year, and we're excited to...
How does it feel to hear Christmas isn't Christmas without the Salvation Army? Because I know that it's an important part of your work, and I suppose it does make us feel as though, you know, the weather isn't making us feel very Christmassy, but the Salvation Army does.
I think it's a really, really big responsibility, actually, and it's something we take really seriously. We mentioned earlier, every Saturday the Salvation Army band is out playing in Broadmead. You'll see us down there, and actually it's really important for us not only to obviously raise money for our work, but also to just spread a little bit of the Christmas message, and just to remind people of the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, good morning to David Garmston as well. Thanks for being there too, David. How important is the Salvation Army to you?
Well, it's always been one of my charities which I admire a lot. I mean, they are the people who don't just talk about things, but they actually get down and do action. And to feed the homeless and to reach out to people on the streets and those who are dispossessed seems to me a very admirable thing to do. And as I say, we don't really hear much about the Salvation Army, but we see them. We see them in action, don't we? We see their hostels. We see them playing on the streets in White Ladies Road and in Broadmead. And that, to me, seems rather special.
That's interesting, actually, what David said there, Anthony, in the sense that maybe you associate with Christmas with the Salvation Army, but of course you are active for the rest of the year, but maybe there's a perception that you're not.
I think often the sort of disadvantaged often need our services most at Christmas time, and that's often when it can be emphasised. But of course we're there working all year round. We've got various community services. We've got a day centre for the homeless and other such events which are there providing for the needy in society all year round.
And with regards to your involvement there, David, you looking forward to it?
Very much so, yes. I shan't be playing an instrument, you'll be pleased to hear. I might sing a bit, but not with a microphone in front of me for that bit, because I love carols and I can't really resist it when they come on. I think there's something so magical to be sort of transported really back to one's youth, really, remember, you know, all the Christmases past. I'm looking forward to it enormously. My good friend Imogen Sellers from BBC Points West is going to be doing a reading as well, and we've got some fabulous music from Wyn Evans. You may not know the name, but he's an amazing operatic singer. And if you ever watch television commercials, I'll just give you the clue.
I know the one you're talking about.
You'll know
the,
who he is.
The building is going to shake. I was talking about the acoustic in that building. It really is going to shake when he lets fly.
lift the roof, and that'll be great.
Just finally, David, as well, do you get a bit of a warm glow when you hear the brass and the carols? There is something special about it, especially with the Salvation Army.
I don't know what it is. I think it's just somehow that music transcends everything else, really. And for all the words and everything that we hear at Christmas, there's something about a brass band playing and carols. I particularly like carols being sung that they just move you. They just reach parts of you that that other things don't. And, you know, it says a thousand words. So I always try and take in a carol service every year if I can. And so this one is going to be particularly special because I've actually never been to one at the Bristol Cathedral. So it will be magnificent, I think.
Lovely. Thank you very much, David Garmston, for your time this morning. David Garmston from Points West. Just finally there, you reach the parts that other places cannot reach, according to David Garmston. So there you go.
Absolutely.
That's how much of an effect you have. So just tell us again what time and where.
So Christmas with the Salvation Army is next Saturday, the 19th of December at Bristol Cathedral. It starts at 7 p.m. Our tickets are selling really well, but there's just a few left. So if you'd like to come and celebrate Christmas with us, we'd love to see you there. Tickets are available from the Colston Hall box office, either in person, on phone, or on website.
I suppose it's good that the weather's mild, because when you're out and about playing your brass instruments, it's easy to get breathless when it's too cold. So the mild weather probably helps.
Easy to get frozen lips as well.
Lovely. Anthony Smith and the Salvation Army, thanks very much for popping in this morning.
Thank you.